Our carriage house is the fourth down on the right. A groom tends father's two horses. Seeing me, the young boy removes his cap.
Evening, miss.
I'm looking for Mr. Kartik, I say.
He's over there, miss, by the carriage.
I go around the side of it, and there he is, shining the already clean coach with a rag. He's been given a proper uniform, trousers, shoes, a striped waistcoat, a fine shirt and a hat. His curls have been oiled into obedience. He looks very much the gentleman. It quite takes my breath away. I clear my throat. He turns and sees me, a wicked grin lighting up his face. How do you do? I say, quite formally, for the benefit of the groom, who is spying on us this very instant. Kartik catches on.
Good evening, miss. Willie,
he calls out to the boy.
Yes, Mr. Kartik. Be a good lad and stretch Ginger's legs, will you?
The boy leads the chestnut horse from the stable.
What do you think of my new suit?
Kartik asks. Don't you think it's rather bold of you to take a job as our coachman? I whisper.
I said that I would be close.
So you did. However did you arrange it?
The Rakshana have their ways.
The Rakshana, of course. It is quiet. I can hear Ginger snorting softly on the other side of the stables. Well, I say.
Well?
Kartik echoes. Here we are.
Yes, it was good of you to come see me. You look well.
I should die from politeness. I've brought your supper, I say, offering the plate.
Thank you,
he says, pulling over a stool for me and removing the volume of the Odyssey that sits atop it. He perches on the steps of the carriage.
I suppose Emily isn't coming, then.
Who is Emily? I ask.
The maid. She was to bring my dinner. She seems a most congenial girl.
My cheeks flush. And you have decided her character after knowing her but a day?
Yes,
he says, peeling the flesh from a precious orange, no doubt put there by the congenial Emily. I wonder if Kartik could ever think of me as an ordinary girl, someone to hope for, to long for, to consider congenial.
Have you any news about the temple?
He says, without looking up. We visited a place today called the Forest of Lights, I tell him. I met a creature called Philon. It did not know where to find the temple, but it offered help.
What sort of help?
Weapons. Kartik's eyes narrow.
It felt you would need them?
Yes. Philon gave us magic arrows. I'm useless with them, but Miss Worthington is rather skilled. She...
What did it ask in return?
Kartik's stare is penetrating. A share of the magic when we find the temple.
You refused, of course.
When I do not answer, Kartik tosses the orange onto his plate in disgust.
You made an alliance with creatures from the realms?
I didn't say that, I snap. It isn't the truth, but it isn't a lie either. If I'm not doing this to your liking, why don't you go?
You know we cannot enter the realms.
So then I suppose you will have to trust that I am doing all I can.
I trust you.
He answers softly. The small sounds of night surround us, tiny creatures scurrying here and there, looking for food and warmth. Did you know that the Rakshana and the Order were once lovers? I ask.
No, I didn't,
Kartik says, after a few seconds' hesitation.
How interesting.
Yes, it is. He removes a stray white thread of pith from the orange and offers me a freshly plucked section. Thank you, I say, taking the fruit from his fingers and placing it on my tongue. It is very sweet.
You're welcome.
He gives me a little smile. We sit for a moment, savouring the orange.
Do you ever...
What?
I wondered if you have ever seen Amar there in the realms.
No, I answer. I've never seen him. Some sort of relief washes over Kartik.
He must have already crossed over then, don't you think?
Yes, I suppose so.
What are the realms like?
He asks. Some of it is beautiful, so beautiful you don't ever want to leave it. In the garden you can turn stones to butterflies, or have a gown of silver thread that sings, or whatever you wish. Kartik smiles at this.
Go on.
There is a ship, like a Viking vessel, with a Gorgon's head attached. She took us through a wall of golden water that left sparkles of gold all over our skin.
Like the gold in your hair?
Much finer, I say, blushing, for it's most unlike Kartik to notice anything about me. There are some parts that are not as nice. Strange creatures, horrid things. I suppose that's why I must bind the magic, so that they cannot wield it. Kartik's smile disappears.
Yes, I suppose so. Miss Doyle?
Yes?
Do you think... That is, what if you were to stay there in the realms once you'd found the temple?
What do you mean? Kartik rubs his fingers where the juice of the orange has turned them a chalky white.
It sounds like a very fine place to hide.
That's an odd thing to say.
I meant live. A fine place to live, don't you think?
Sometimes I don't understand Kartik at all.